This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 6th of September. Derbyshire once again lifted themselves out of the relegation zone, this time following a thrilling win over the similarly threatened Somerset at Taunton. Resuming 127 for 4 instead of 244, with rain expected later in the afternoon, they scraped home by 2 wickets just after lunch. Shifting Ryan Chanderpaul was their batting star, ending on 74 not out, receiving valuable support from Alex Hughes and Tim Grunnevelt. Richard Johnson fell without a run being added to the overnight score, with Hughes then making 33 of a vital 6-wicket stand of 68. That put Derbyshire within 50 runs of their target, but Piers Chawla had both Tom Poynton and David Wainwright dismissed for 7, leaving the visitors 8 down with 28 still needed. Fortunately, Grunnevelt was able to provide Chanderpaul with sufficient support, and hit one of the more important 6-not-outs of his career. Somerset spinners Jack Leach and Chawla took all the wickets to fall between them, but it wasn't quite enough, as Derbyshire prevailed in a match that was a brilliant advert for 2-division county cricket. There was little action of note elsewhere, as Nottinghamshire were unable to even get started in their 4-things run chase of 211 against Warwickshire due to rain at Trent Bridge. Meanwhile, the Division 2 match at Southampton petered out into the anticipated draw. Northamptonshire reached 135 for 3 before declaring their second innings, they finally bowling out Hampshire for 545 earlier in the day. David Sales ended unbeaten on 66, and 87 with Stephen Peters for the second wicket. Durham fast bowler Graham Onions has signed a full winter contract to play for the Durban-based Dolphins franchise in South Africa. If Onions is included in England's Ashes squad, then he will be unavailable for the pair between early November and early January. The Dolphins play their first match on the 13th of October. Michael Hogan has signed a contract extension with Glamorgan, committing himself to the county until the end of the 2016 season, while Jeetan Patel has signed a deal with Warwickshire to be their overseas player for 2014. The club have also offered a 2-year contract to wicketkeeper Pete Mackay, according to the Birmingham Mail.